Watcher, and a wintry welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. But let's pretend it's a glorious summer day at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
officially released Hi-Hat album, and the title tells you the whole story. Stan Getz Quartet, Newport Jazz Festival, 1964. The quartet is Getz on tenor, fairly obviously, Gary Burton vibes, and Burton was a mere 21-year-old in 64. Gene Chirico bass, Joe Hunt drums, plus a couple of guests pop in during the set. The lovely Astrid Gilberto sings, and yes, you guessed it, she sings The Girl from Ipanema. Getz and Astrid were romantically involved at this time, and on the track we've just heard, Little Willie Leaps, Chet Baker joins in on trumpet. Guitarist Mundell Lowe died a week or so back. Here he is in 2000. Two guitarists, Mundell Lowe and Lloyd Wells, and they are jointly remembering their fellow guitarist, Charlie Bird, on this Nashville 2000 recording session for Azica Records. We heard the Rodgers and Hammerstein song Out of My Dreams from Oklahoma. Mundell Lowe had a long career. He played in bands at 13 and he played at his 95th birthday concert. He played with Goodman, Parker, Mingus, Ella, Lester Young, Sarah Vaughan, and introduced a young pianist he'd just found called Bill Evans to his Mundell's record company, Riverside. He worked for NBC Studios for years as both a guitarist and composer. For instance, he wrote the themes for Hawaii Five-O and for Starsky and Hutch, but in 1980 left the studio to play jazz full-time, and we'll feature him again before the end of the show. But first, a very short but sweet interlude. Goodness, that was shorter but also sweeter than I remembered. Koshana, an old folk song from the northernmost part of South Africa, a duet between the trumpet of Hugh Masekela and the piano of Don Larker, recorded late 90s. Next, a new name on our show, and it's his very first album. Thank you. And that was Edgar Sampson's jazz standard, Stomping at the Savoy, recorded in March 2014 at the Red Gables Studio in London, and it's the first album as a leader by London-born Gabriel Lachin. He started playing professionally on the Edinburgh jazz scene before enrolling at the Guildhall School. And I must say, I'm very surprised that this is his first, and so far, only album as a leader. He's far better known as a sideman to singers, and indeed I saw him live a couple of weeks ago backing Selena Jones at the Crazy Cox just off Piccadilly Circus, and we've just heard a stunning rendition of Stomping, his own arrangement, and I really hope he gets more time in the recording studio soon. Tom Farmer was on bass and Josh Morrison drums. Remember the name, Gabriel Lachin. We're off to Harlem, and we'll be dropped off there, hopefully.
Thank you.
That's from a fabulous album called Let Them Crevulate. Hopefully you haven't crevulated recently, as the verb means to break down, crumble, disintegrate. But it's the title song of this 2005-2006 Trio Records album that was recorded in Farnham and in Wimbledon and, naturally enough, at the Shoe Factory in Rushton in Northamptonshire, famous for its shoes, of course. That was Ellington's Drop Me Off in Harlem, played by the Stan Tracy Trio. Stan piano, Andy Kleinder bass, and Stan's son Clark on drums, plus Guy Barker on trumpet, the best of British. That Ellington compo will segue us into our Ellington number.
Thank you.
and another from the famous stockpile, Duke Ellington's private collection of unreleased songs. That was Blues a la Willie Cook, an Ellington compo and obviously dedicated to trumpeter Willie Cook, who joined the band in November 51 and stayed close to 10 years, including for the famous, indeed infamous, Newport 56 gig. This song was recorded in Chicago, Jan 57, so yes, Willie Cook is there, in the six-man trumpet section, alongside Clark Terry, Cat Anderson, listed here as Cart Anderson, Ray Nance, Roy Burrows, Bill Berry. This next LP is called Five Brothers. Luckily for me, the previous owner of this Tampa LP, recorded in the late 50s, has written on the back cover, labels reversed, otherwise I would have been very confused. The side one label is stuck on side two and vice versa. We heard Don't Buck It, he said with extra care. The LP is called Five Brothers, but of the five, I'd say Red Mitchell is the nominal leader on bass, Bob Enevelson on tenor, Herbie Harper trombone, Don Overberg guitar, and a drummer who sadly died just a few weeks ago, Frank Capp. Red Mitchell wrote Don't Buck It. You might well remember Five Brothers was also the name of a Jerry Mulligan compo. Next, a Rodgers and Hart song. Thank you. This can't be love, but given that it's pantomime season, we can, of course, reply, oh, yes, it can. A Rodgers and Hart song from the 1938 musical The Boys from Syracuse, but played here at breakneck speed by the two European-born masters, Adam Makovitz on piano and George Mraz bass. Art Tatum used to play the song at that speed, and Makovitz states that Tatum was a major influence on him. Recorded live at Bechet's Jazz Club in New York, July 81, and released on the Stash label and called Classic Jazz Duets. Here's another duet, but it couldn't be more different.
Thank you.
This is the second time these two great jazz musos have recorded duets together. This October 2016 session at the Theater Stubchen in Kassel, Germany, is a mere 27 years after their first recording, which was in Paris. Richard Galliano, born in France but now living in Austria, I think, and New Yorker Ron Carter are the musos, accordion and bass respectively. Recorded for In and Out Records, just two masters having fun on a Ron Carter compo, Blues for DP. I can't wait for the 2043 reunion. And yes, we like it here in Germany, but we'll go to Stuttgart this time. That song is from one of these excellent new deep groove vinyls put out by SWR Music of Germany, always of live gigs, usually, but not always, of gigs in Germany. This LP includes two songs recorded live in Hong Kong and one from Singapore. How often, if ever, do we refer to Hong Kong and Singapore on The Real Enjoyment? Anyway, this is in Stuttgart, April 57, and it's under the leadership of American clarinetist Tony Scott with local Stuttgart musos. On piano, Horst Jankowski, several years before he walked in the Black Forest. Peter Witter, bass, and Hermann Mutschler, drums. That was Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. These are described on the cover as lost tapes, but obviously now found. What can I tell you about this next song, other than it's called One Mint Julep Twist? Jimmy Russell, organ, alveolar guitar, Larry Henry drums, from a Dorian LP called The Swingingest, One Mint Julep Twist. Let's hear that other Mundell Lowe song now. was the Miles Davis, Victor Feldman title song from Miles' studio album on Columbia, Seven Steps to Heaven. This Nagel Heyer album is called Mundell's Moods and recorded in Hamburg, Germany again, Jan 2000. Frank Nagel Heyer, who runs the record label, tends to write the liner notes of the label, and they are less than subtle. On a previous record, he referred to the leader, an American veteran, as a dinosaur from another era. Here he says, "Wow, I didn't even know Mundell Lowe was still active." Yes, he was back in 2000, Frank, and for a further 16 years. On this occasion, Mundell Lowe is joined by Hendrik Mertens on vibes, harmonica on most tracks, Larry Porter piano, Pat O'Leary bass, and Chuck Redd drums. It's Last One Time, and we'll only squeeze in half of this funky, groovy song. The leader is tenor man Rusty Bryant, with Leon Spencer Jr. on the Hammond organ, Wilbert Longmire guitar, and Idris Mohammed drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in 71. This is on a newly released Prestige LP. The album is called Fire Eater, and the song I've chosen is The Hooker, written by Leon Spencer Jr. We'll be right back. huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed all the variety and that you'll be back again for more next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.